Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Never Quit Singing Praises, Already in Progress.
You know, bad things do happen to good people. Let me tell you, there ain't no such thing as a good person. Ain't no such thing. Jesus even said that, didn't he? So she said, I don't understand. He said, ma'am, Thurman has taught me from that book that if the Bible says that the curse causes cannot come to rest, there is a sin in your life. And we got to find it. She said, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. I mean, I try to purify myself from all evil and walk holy before God. And he said, well, ma'am, from what I see, it appears you're doing that. But you got a problem. The sickness is all over your body. So that means you got to have a sin in your life. She said, well, my God, what could it possibly be? He said, you know, I don't know that either. You don't know that, and I don't know that. But, you know, I've heard Thurman say so many times on his tapes, if you got a person that's sick and you can't figure out what their problem is, ask God. Amen. Jeremiah 33, the scripture says, ask God, and he will tell us. Does it do that?
Yes.
Jeremiah 33:3 clearly says, ask the Lord, he'll tell you what your problem is. Is that right, Miss Jackie?
Amen. Amen.
So she said, okay, well, let's ask him. So he said, Father, in the name of Jesus, would you please tell us what this woman done wrong to make her sick? You don't see many people pray a prayer like that, do you? And all of a sudden she screamed, my God. He said, what happened? He said, he spoke to me. He just told me what I done wrong. She said, well, what did he say? He said, the gifts I give you in music and teaching, you used them for my glory when you were younger. But as you've gotten older, you quit singing in the choir and you quit teaching a Sunday school class. So you're doing nothing for my kingdom. I give you those gifts and you're not using them, so I'm fixing to cut you off. A good woman. Now, how does that roll? That'll get your attention, won't it? You're a godly woman or a godly man. You're coming to church every time the door's open. And you look like you're the best Christian on the block, but you hadn't done nothing for Jesus. You fattened your own self, your own pocketbook. You ain't done nothing for the glory of God. You've done it all for yourself. And now you're fixing to die. You've got terminal cancer. She said, well, what do we do? He said, my God, the rest of it's simple. He said, confess your sin and he will forgive your sin. Is that what he said? Is it wonderful that we can come to God and say, Lord, I messed up. Yes, I know you give me that gift. I know you give me a beautiful voice, and I used to sing in the choir, and I loved it. But as I got older, I thought I'll let the younger people do it. I don't need to do it, but I still come to church every Sunday. Every Sunday. But all she done is take up, warm a pew. Didn't do nothing for the kingdom of God. That's not what he brought us here for, was it, Miss Jackie? He brought us here to do something for his kingdom and to bring glory and honor to his name. Is that right?
Amen.
So she said, well, let me ask the Lord to forgive me. I'm so sorry. So she said, Father, according to 1 John 1:9, you said if I would confess my sin, you would forgive me my sin and you would restore me to righteousness. So, Father, I'm so sorry that I have not used those gifts. You did give me some beautiful gifts. I've been told many times how beautiful my voice is. And I've been told many times how awesome a Sunday school teacher I was. But, Lord, I have quit doing everything. I'm only warming a pew now. Will you please forgive me? And I promise you I will do things for the kingdom of God. I will start teaching again. I will start singing again. I will occupy till you come for me. Is that what he said?
Amen.
So she said, thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. And the pastor said, I thank the Lord with her. I told her, said, now then, it's done. Do you have another appointment with the doctor? She said, yes, next week. He said, go let them check you and see what happens. He said the woman went to the doctor the next week and they checked her. There was not one cancer cell in her body, not one. That's a testimony like you have probably never heard in your life. But you know, it's all there, isn't it? Every branch in me that bears no fruit, I cut it off. So if you're having problems, you're having sickness and disease, or you're a young person and you're having trouble with your car and car wrecks, and I mean, I see young people all the time that have car wrecks, break their back and do all kinds of things, and everybody says, that's a fine Christian boy. He comes to church every time the door's open, but they don't know what he does when he ain't there. But God knows what you do everywhere you are. And I'll tell you what, he's a merciful, loving, patient God. And I'm going to tell you young boys, as well as us old boys, if God wasn't a patient, loving God, I can tell you one old boy that wouldn't be here today. This one would be dead. I mean, I can remember one time when the Lord says, children, honor your parents so that it may go well with you. I used to love to drive fast when I was a young, dumb, stupid 18-year-old kid. I know nobody else besides me ever done this. But I was driving down the road one day with my mother in the car. And I was driving about 80 miles an hour, and the speed limit was 50. Mother reached over and patted me on the leg and said, son, would you please slow down? I said, no, Mom. I love driving fast. I said, no. I said, no to my mother. I mean, just because I'm 19 or 20 years old, you know, my mother might not have been big enough to reach over and slap me and get my attention, but God's big enough. Because it wasn't very long after that, I come around that same corner where I was at that day driving 80 miles an hour with my mother, and she asked me to please slow down, and I didn't, and I told her, no, I'm going to drive fast because I want to. It was it wasn't too long after that, I come running around that same corner at 80 miles an hour, and there sit the police department. And as soon as I come around here, I couldn't slow down quick enough. He didn't have radar back in those days, but he knew I was going way too fast. So he turned on his lights and come after me, and I got up to the top of the hill, and I pulled off and stopped. Back in those days, I used to work for $80 a week, 54 hours a week for $80, and my fine was $300. Oh! Y'all know what I mean? You talk about getting your attention? You know, $80 a week and it cost me $300 to pay that fine? And then I thought, okay, I won't speed anymore. But they took my driver's license away from me. Now then, I'm trying to get back and forth to work. And one day my uncle calls me and wants me to go out and take care of his pigs. He don't know I don't have a driver's license. So I thought, okay, I will borrow one of the company cars, not mine. I'll borrow one of the Chevrolet house that I work, a car, and I'll go out and feed my uncle's hogs because I told him I'd feed them for him. So I get in a car, drive over the top of that hill, and that same spot, there was a policeman, a sheriff, and as I come around that corner, driving slow, I wasn't speeding or nothing, I come right by him, and he looked in the car, and he saw me in there. He said, oh, Thurman don't have a driver's license. So turns around, turns his lights on, and comes up there, and it cost me another $300 and another 6 months on my driver's license. So now then I drive without drive. I don't drive. I walk for a year. Now then, all that was just something, good things happening to good boys. No, I was under a curse because I did not treat my mother with love and respect. You know, the average young boy today never puts that together. They never understand that I am where I am because of my sin. I'm telling you that when you learn the truth and you start walking in obedience to God's word, you start walking holy before God, you start doing what he says, then you can go the next 35 or 40 years of your life and not be stopped for no way. I haven't had, praise God, I don't speed anymore. I mean, I didn't like walking for a year, guys. It was no fun. But you know, God was big enough to know how to take care of me. And he was patient with me. He could have killed me back there.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I can remember that same mountain right there. One day, me and a boy was coming to town, and it's a mountain, a two-lane road, and it's still there even to this day. And he had a 55 Chevrolet, and I had a 53 Ford convertible. And I had it all souped up because I was a mechanic, and we got up on top of that hill, and we're coming around the corner, and there is at least a 30 or 40-foot drop-off right off the side around going around that mountain. And I passed that boy on that road coming around that mountain. You talk about an idiot. That's one of the things I said, you know, if I'd had a brain back in those days, I'd have taken the sucker out and played with it. It's amazing how stupid we are, especially when we're young. But you know, God, in his infinite mercy, by taking my driver's license away from me and making me walk for a year, he got my attention. Today, I don't speed. Not at all. I mean, in fact, I'd rather drive a mile or two below the speed limit than a mile or two over the speed limit. You know, a friend of mine was going down to Louisiana here a while back. And over here in the state of Texas, it's a known thing that you can drive 3 to 5 miles an hour over the speed limit without getting stopped, as a rule. So he was driving 5 miles an hour over the speed limit. He goes across the Texas border into Louisiana. Hadn't gone very many miles until a policeman stopped him. He said, "Sir, what did I do wrong?" He said, "Well, you were driving 5 miles an hour over the speed limit." He said, "Yeah, I know that. But," said, "you know, I'm from Texas, and that's a law over there. We can drive five." He said, "But you ain't in Texas. You're in Louisiana, and we don't give you that option over here." So I said, "You're going to get a ticket for driving 5 miles an hour over the speed limit." Isn't that amazing? So he said, "Guess what?" He said, "Next time I go to Louisiana, when I hit the Louisiana border, I slow down to the speed limit." In Texas, he said, "I never get stopped driving 5 miles an hour over." I told him, I said, "You know, I believe if that happened to me, I believe I'd start driving the speed limit both places." Because see, here's something else we don't understand. God said in his word that you and me, male or female, young or old, it makes no difference, we are to obey the laws of the land. Is that what he said? So if the speed limit says 60, guess what you're supposed to drive?
60.
60 or under.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Never Quit Singing Praises, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus!